proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson. It's my delight to be with you today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew Nugget. Now, these Hebrew Nuggets are provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. I invite you to go to her website, lightforisrael.org, for more information. Now, we've been discussing off and on through the past couple of weeks about the Jewish High Holy Days, talking about Rosh Hashanah, we've talked about Yom Kippur, and then also about the Feast of Tabernacles. And today I'd like to actually talk about completing the circle, which is about completing the reading of the scripture, which I think you'll find very fascinating today. And so, the fall Jewish High Holy Days conclude with Simchat Torah. This is the final holiday, and it begins, of course, as every Jewish holiday, at sundown. Now, the portion that we're going to be talking about today is found in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, to Deuteronomy 16, verse 17, talking about reading the verses associated with a synagogue temple reading. Now, I'd like to focus today on God's word being much more precious than life. The year was 73 AD, and the Roman general Titus was determined to stamp out all efforts by the Jews of reclaiming their land and sovereignty. He had marched the infamous 10th Legion from Rome to Jerusalem and destroyed the city and the temple in the year 70 AD. Determined to eradicate the last vestige of Jewish resistance, he was now marching the 10th Legion towards Masada to destroy the Jewish zealots there. As Titus marched down from Jerusalem towards the Dead Sea, he discovered a small enclave of Essenes living in a compound in the old city of Salt. The Essenes were scribes, or Sofer Torah, and lived in the monastic life at Qumran. They had a very large scriptorium of scrolls that they had copied of the Tanakh, or the Old Testament. Knowing the Romans were approaching and would destroy anything in their path, the Essenes hid their precious scrolls inside the clay jars and placed them in the caves along the hills along the Dead Sea. Most of the Essenes of Qumran were no doubt killed by the Romans, but they ensured the precious scrolls were safely hidden in secret until the time when the prophecies they contained would be fulfilled. According to the Apostle Paul in the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 3, the Jewish people are the eternal custodians of the Word of God, and the Bible is their greatest gift to mankind. This truth is a partial fulfillment of God's promise to Abram in Genesis 12:3, where it says, "And in thee, the Jewish people, shall all families of the earth be blessed." The Bible, penned in entirety by Jewish hands, is certainly a great blessing to mankind. The holiday of Simchat Torah is dedicated to this day. In general, the Jewish people respect and care for the Word of God is unsurpassed. In the synagogue, the Torah scrolls are removed from the ark and often unrolled. The last paragraph of the final Torah portion, known as Moses' farewell in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 34, is read. Then the Torah scroll is rolled or returned to the beginning, and the first part of the first Torah portion, Bereshit, Genesis 1:1 through Genesis 2 verse 3, is read. Thus, the cycle of reading the Torah both ends and begins on Simchat Torah. To the Essene scribes, the Word of God was more precious than life itself. Let us learn from our Jewish friends to have great honor and respect for the Bible. It is a great responsibility to be entrusted to give God's Word to others. Let us be sure we pass it on as purely as God gave it to us. Now I just want to share a little tidbit about Jewish culture and talk about the Torah portions. Now the Jewish people are known as the people of the book, and for millennia they have read the Torah publicly, out loud, in their synagogues over the course of the year. The Torah is divided into 54 weeks, or Torah portions, that correspond with the date on the Hebrew calendar. Each Torah portion, or parashah, has a name of which is the first word, or sometimes the first sentence, of the Hebrew text. Today, the public Torah reading follows an annual cycle beginning and ending on the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah, which is the day after the end of Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles. On this date, the last paragraph of Deuteronomy is read, and then the scroll is rolled back to the beginning and read Genesis 1, completing the entire cycle. So, the Bible study is for all of us, it should be continual. So, this is a good lesson that we learn from the Jewish people. As we close this program today, let us be mindful to pray for the Jewish people, who, of course, God used them to give us the Word of God and the God of the Word, but let's also be mindful to give the gospel back to them as well. And we thank the Lord for His Word, that it does not change, and we need to stand on that today. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.